You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hello and happy Friday. Hope everyone is geared up for an amazing weekend. Today, we're going to be talking about some weird and wacky stories that I've seen around on the internet, social media, things like that. So strap in because trust me, these are some weird ones. So if you've been on the plane before, you'll know that we have overhead lockers where you can put your bags up so they're away from your feet for the flight. And in America, on a flight from Nashville to Philadelphia, people began to board this flight and they realized something very strange was in the overhead locker. Now get this. We have flight attendants, right, that put things up there for us, but a flight attendant was actually in one. She was laying on her side and then she flipped to her stomach to start talking to some passengers, and it was actually recorded on camera, and it was just the craziest thing. So the attendant can be seen in the video resting on her side and stomach with her feet hanging out of the compartment. It's very strange. So passengers were getting on the plane and trying to put their bag up there, but she was just kind of chilling up there. In the video, she's kind of just looking at everyone walking past, and people were saying it was very strange. So the girl that recorded the video, Veronica Lloyd, said that she thinks the flight attendant was doing it just for a good old laugh. I'm not sure if it's funny or just a bit strange, but what I'm most curious about is how it didn't break, right? You've got an entire person up there. I don't know. It's a bit strange, and she was wearing a skirt, so it's a bit awkward getting back down. I'm not really sure what's going on. So next time you go on a flight, guys, watch out for those flight attendants. They can do some weird and crazy things, I guess. And this flight attendant was apparently really nice for the rest of the flight, you know, really sociable person. So she was probably just trying to make people feel more comfortable and get a laugh out of them. Okay, this next one is crazy and something I'm kind of weirdly tempted to do. So if you've ever been to Italy, it is beautiful. The food, of course, is spectacular. And, you know, everyone kind of dreams of moving to Rome, the Amalfi Coast, just living the life in the European sun. But a lot of places in Italy are finding it really, really difficult to get people living in their towns, especially this town. It's a mountainous region and it's called Molise. So they are offering people $770 a month for 3 years to actually go and live there. Now, when we think about buying a home, especially in Italy, we're thinking that we're going to fork out a couple of million dollars to have a really nice place to live in a really nice area. But this town is paying you to live there just because it's a ghost town. There's nobody there and they need to populate it. But there are a few conditions that come with moving to Molise. The town has less than 2,000 residents. And for some of us here, come on, we come from communities that have hundreds of people, if not less. So 2,000 seems pretty reasonable to me. And you also must open up a business to get revenue happening there and to get people hopefully visiting the city. So Molise is a province that has about 9 towns. And last year, there was not one single birth registered. And even more than that, the Italian National Institute of Statistics said that 9,000 people have left Molise since 2014. And like I said, Molise is just one of many provinces suffering from depopulation. Honestly, if someone's going to be paying me to live in a mountainous country's town in Italy, open up, you know, a cute little coffee shop, I'm really not complaining. It sounds pretty good to me. Let me just look up flights. Kidding, no, but for real, that sounds awesome. So lastly, to take you guys into the weekend, we're going to hear one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite Indigenous artists, Tia Costello. She premiered her debut album last year, Thick Skin. It was a massive year for her. And one of my favorite songs on that album is Strangers. It's an amazing song. Now, on the song, Tia Costello said, "I had been wanting to write a love song for a little while because it's not something I had written about before, and I knew that Will had a beautiful way of writing about it without coming across as cheesy." So, to take you into the weekend, here is Tia Costello's song, Strangers.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.